Welcome to Mountain Women Radio with your host, Tammy Traer. Tammy is an author, writer, and integrative health practitioner dedicated to helping her listeners enjoy life and family. Listen as she shares her extensive knowledge on homesteading, off-grid living, wilderness survival, and living a faithful, simple life. Find a comfortable seat, grab your favorite beverage, and prepare to be encouraged.
Hey, my friends. Welcome to Mountain Women Radio. I am your host, Tammy Traer. And today is episode number 271, and we are going to talk about, and I'm going to pose a question to you. Are you content and happy with what you have? I think that that's a really important thing to think about. Behind me here is my most favorite view on our property. It is my most favorite spot. It is just, I don't know if you can hear the river running, but it's just, it's a very beautiful, it's a very tranquil spot. And I've been out here a bunch this week, showing the property. We've had two showings this week and have two very interested parties, so that's pretty exciting. And as I'm walking the property, you know, my heart was so full in just what a beautiful place we've been blessed with for all these years. You know, we've been here for, on this parcel, it'll be 5 years in September. But we were a quarter mile down the road on our previous homestead since May of 2010. And it was really funny. I never imagined we'd end up on this parcel. I'd walk through it all the time and on it. My father-in-law has owned this property since, I believe, 2012. And we bought an additional 20 acres in, I think, 2019. So it's just been an amazing journey out here. But when I would go for a walk, I would just pause and sit on this big stump and admire the view. And the view that I was admiring and the stump that I was sitting on is right where my house is today. I'd sit there with my cup of coffee in the morning and just take it in. The view is just beautiful with the mountains, and it just always nurtured my soul. And my doctor said when I had my surgery that I couldn't live in a better place to heal, and I couldn't agree more. This has been such a beautiful, beautiful place. The view changes from my porch or my bedroom window all day long, offering just beauty all day long, no matter what it's doing outside, whether it's raining or snowing or sunny or cloudy. Granted, I really do like the sunshine. And today, these last 3 days have just been glorious days. I know I've mentioned it before that we've been having a monsoon winter, and I am as solar powered as my house. You hear me say it all the time. And I've just been really thoroughly enjoying these sunny days. And like I said, as I've been walking the property, it really made my heart full, and it really made me reflect on just how blessed we've been. And you hear me saying all the time, the value in dreaming and embracing your dreams and stepping out of your comfort zone and hanging on to the tassels of Jesus's robe hem and just going wherever he's taking you. And he has brought us to all these beautiful places. And I think that it's important for us to dream. I think it's important for us to be able to envision, you know, our lives, the blessings, the excitement, the things that we wish to experience in life. Though I think it's also extremely important to think about all the things you have and to be blessed by them. Realize just how blessed you are, regardless where you're at, regardless what you have. We are blessed individuals. We really are. For those of us that have accepted Jesus into our hearts, we have everlasting life. We've been forgiven of our sins. And we have so many promises in the Bible that He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He is always present. He is always with us. You know, those are just tremendous blessings. And I have to say, I know I'm very different than the rest of the world. Experiencing the things I have has changed me in so many different ways. And again, that was part of the reflection this week, in that most people go to the store or watch a YouTube and see the ads, or see the ads on TV, or, you know, wherever. And it's that gotta have it kind of mindset, in the regard that you have to have the next best thing. I go to the store and I get disgusted. For starters, I get disgusted being at the store. I don't like shopping. You guys have heard me say that forever and ever. I don't like shopping. And when I go into the store and I see all the sales and all the marketing ploys and all of that stuff, it just really aggravates me. Because, you know, they're feeding upon us. But nevertheless, and there's no shame in being lured by material things. I'm just so beyond that. I don't need material things. The things that I desire most in life often don't even involve me. Like, my biggest prayers, if I were to pray for myself, would be to have the opportunity to reach more people and love on them and help them and lead them and guide them to the best parts of life. And in having the more people, it's certainly not a selfish thing. It's to be able to help them, to be able to nurture them. And I do also believe that when we appreciate, respect, and love what we have, whether it's people, whether it's our home, whether it's our land, whether it's our material things, but when we are content and we have appreciation for it, I do believe that's when we are gifted more. When we pray for additional things, I believe that that is when we are blessed with those things. Because we appreciate what we have. We've worked hard for it in most cases, and we just have a deeper view on life and the blessings it's given us. The other way I look at it too is that God has blessed us with all those things, and they're not really mine. I'm only here for a time. They're his things. So I take great pride in caring for his things. And I take great pride, comfort, and joy in enjoying the things that he's blessed me with. I can't tell you the feeling of joy and happiness I have on my front porch. And then venturing through the property and coming to places like this where it just thoroughly just blesses me. It blesses me being here. It renews me. It nurtures me. It makes me happy. It makes me full. And I know not everybody has a view like this. But do you appreciate the things you have? Your family, your children, your home, regardless if it's your forever home or if it's just a passing through kind of home, even if it's an apartment. I have to say, the farm that I was living on back in Pennsylvania when I met the mountain man, I loved that place. I absolutely loved that place. And all the places that I've had the opportunity to live in and exist, they've always been special. And I always appreciated them. And maybe, I know, like I said, and we all know this, and my husband, as I've shared with you, would just chime in real quickly that yes, I am different. And yes, I am peculiar, but remember, we're called to be. But I just find great joy. I find great joy in my life. It takes a lot to tumble me and to put me to my knees. I find joy in everything. I love everything, and I'm thankful for everything. And I truly believe that living out of that space has blessed me mightily and continues to bless me mightily. We've had two people come look at this beautiful space. Our prayer is that it blesses somebody else and that they see in it and find in it the same things that we have. And we have two people preparing offers for us. So I guarantee you, if Papa opens the doors fully for us to go to Alaska, you can be certain that I will be parked somewhere on the dock on the 68 plus acre lake, up on the mountain, on my front porch, being able to say the same thing. Because I have to say now in reflecting on this, every step of the way, he's blessed me mightier and mightier throughout my years. And I feel that. I really feel that. And he wants us to appreciate, find contentment, to feel blessed. And, you know, we don't always. And I know I'm different in my thinking because I am perpetually happy. And I know that not everybody is. There were times in my life that I wasn't. They were also through valleys. But there's no shame in feeling varying things. There's no shame in not appreciating what you have maybe for a season because things are rough. But I really want you to dive deep this week and really think about all that you have and all that you've been blessed with. And are you grateful for it? Are you grateful for the things around you? My home is filled with my most prized possessions. If they disappear tomorrow, they disappear tomorrow. But there are things that remind me of other people that have gifted them to me or that I found while I was treasure troving with the mountain man or the mountain boy. They're just things that have nurtured me, let's put it that way. I don't have senseless things in my home. I have only my most favorite things. And of course, you need to do that in a tiny home. But I've removed all the clutter. And I'm content. And I'm happy. And I'm joyful. I think mainly because I've removed the clutter. Because I really value the blessings that Papa has bestowed upon me and my family. So I just want to encourage you today to pause and ponder that question. Are you content and happy and blessed with the things that you have? If not, maybe change your perspective on things, because I do believe that when we are in a place that we feel blessed and value all the things we have, Papa just continues to bless our socks off. And I think you're going to see that unravel with my family. Whatever his will is, his will be done. We are praising him now. We will praise him on the other side, regardless of what it looks like. And I think that also comes from living out of this space. And I've talked about it last week, you know, ditching expectation. Because when you ditch expectation, disappointment goes along with it. So what kind of space are you living out of? How do you think about things? Just something to think about. Enjoy my time with you guys. I look forward to visiting with you next week. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on Mountain Women Radio, where you can learn something new every week. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we encourage you to join us on faithledliving.com and faithledlearning.com. Be sure to connect with us on iTunes and leave a review. This will help us reach even more people. Until next time, keep learning, laughing, and living.